This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg. In the news business, there are two times each year when, no matter what else is going on in the world, we report on peace. The first time is in October when the Nobel Peace Prizes are announced. The second in December when they are handed out. Today is the 100th anniversary of the Peace Prize. Although Swedish tycoon Alfred Nobel did tell a friend that he expected the Peace Prize would be given for no more than 30 years. After that, Nobel wrote, if the world did not become peaceful, it would return to barbarism. Well, the Nobel Peace Prize is still given out. The United Nations and its Secretary General Kofi Annan of Ghana, this year's recipient. On this Nobel anniversary and in this season, we wanted to be in the presence of some peace laureates for a while, to hear their beliefs and their passion.
Friends, fellow South Africans, I ask you, welcome our brand new state president, out of the box, Nelson Mandela!
Nobel laureate Desmond Tutu welcoming Nelson Mandela to the presidency of a new South Africa. Mandela and his former enemy Frederick de Klerk won the 1993 Peace Prize for ending white minority rule in South Africa. The day before he was sworn in as president, Nelson Mandela spoke to his people.
We place our vision of a new constitutional order for South Africa on the table, not as conquerors, prescribed to the conquered. We speak as fellow citizens to heal the wounds of the past.
When peacemakers talk, we listen for lessons, for inspiration, for hidden messages, for hope.
Let me say to you, the Palestinians, we are destined to live together on the same soil, in the same land.
Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin at the White House in 1993 signing a peace accord with PLO leader Yasser Arafat.
We who have seen our relatives and friends killed before our eyes, we who have come from a land where parents buried their children, we who have fought against you, the Palestinians, we say to you today, in a loud and a clear voice, enough of blood and tears. Enough!
In 1994, Rabin, Arafat, and Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres were awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Less than a year later, Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated by a Jewish extremist.
Nonviolence is the answer to the crucial political and moral questions of our time. The need for man to overcome oppression and violence without resorting to violence and oppression.
The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. receiving the Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo in 1964.
I believe that even amid today's mortar bursts and whining bullets, there is still hope for a brighter tomorrow. I still believe that one day, mankind will bow before the altars of God and be crowned triumphant over war and bloodshed. And every man shall sit under his own vine and fig tree, and none shall be afraid.
For me, real freedom is freedom from fear. I was a prisoner, but I felt that I was free because I was not frightened.
Aung San Suu Kyi won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1991 for trying to bring democracy to a dictatorship in Burma. She has not yet succeeded. In 1995, she spoke to the BBC after being released from 6 years of house arrest.
Unless you can live free from fear, you cannot live a dignified human life. It's not possible. If you're always having to think, what will somebody do to me if I say this? What will somebody do to my family if I do that? That's not the sort of life I want to live, and that's not the sort of life I want my people to live. So, yes, it's the idea of real freedom, which comes from inside.
Another Nobel Peace laureate, Elie Wiesel, won the award in 1986 for writing and speaking out against repression and racism. Wiesel is a survivor of the Nazi death camps. He made these remarks in Washington in 1997.
It's very simple. Thou shalt not stand idly by. In Hebrew, it is in the Bible, lo tamot al dam reyecha. That is, the most human message we receive from the Bible. If I see a person suffer, I cannot stand idly by if I want to retain my humanity. If I see a community being singled out for shame and I do nothing, I am guilty because I cannot stand idly by.
And here's an even simpler, sharper message from Peace Laureate Mother Teresa, delivered at the Nobel Award ceremony in Oslo in 1979.
I do not want your money. I want you to give until it hurts. If you really love, for true love hurts.
Finally, the Dalai Lama, the spiritual leader of Tibet, who received the Peace Prize in 1989 for his efforts to liberate his homeland. In 1984, he told NPR an old Tibetan saying.
Wherever you feel, how to say, happy or you feel comfort, that's your own country. I myself feel my own usefulness. One of my prayer, it says, so long sentient beings suffering is there, I will be there to serve, to help.
So long as suffering is there, I will be there to serve, to help, says Nobel laureate the Dalai Lama. The Nobel Prizes are 100 years old today. Other peace winners include Mikhail Gorbachev and Lech Walesa, and further back, Albert Schweitzer, Woodrow Wilson, Theodore Roosevelt. In this century of the Nobel Peace Prize, there have been 19 times when the prize was not awarded to any person or peace organization. Blessed indeed are the peacemakers.